Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Did you know that June is National Dairy Month? June is the perfect time to celebrate dairy by drinking milk and eating cheese, yogurt, and of course, ice cream. I'm Debbie Arthur of Arthur Dairy. I'm a proud dairy farmer, and I invite you to join me in celebrating all things dairy this month. To search recipes that include healthy and delicious dairy foods, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Well, strong underlying pressure at the end of last week has caused underlying concern of follow-through pressure in early June. Last week, nearby live cattle futures broke through support levels, setting contract lows. This is expected to bring follow-through liquidation as August futures continue to look for support, although underlying softness in beef values the last couple of weeks is combining fundamental pressure with technical softness in the entire complex. Feeder cattle trade is leading the entire market lower after August futures took advantage of expanded trading limits Friday, holding a $5.10 loss at the closing bell. Moving on to the hogs, strong underlying pressure there continuing to develop in the hog futures late last week, and this is expected to leave the markets generally weak with mixed price levels possible today. A combination of follow-through selling activity and short covering is expected after the first of the month, with traders balancing between an oversold market status and still bearish news concerning global trade. On the grains, wheat prices are higher at all three exchanges here early this morning, as the areas which are dry look to remain so, while areas with excess moisture get no relief over the next 7 days. Morning GFS models are putting about 1.25 to 2.5 inches across Oklahoma and 1 to 2 inches across Kansas during the next week, with both states having just logged their wettest maize on record. Corn prices are slightly weaker to begin the week of trade in June, after May sported a 64.5 cent gain on the month. The gains made during May were the largest single month advance since June of 2015. And on the soybeans, after a higher overnight open, soybean prices have slipped into negative territory as futures attempt to add to Friday's sell-off. Producers in the central and eastern corn belt are still not being given ideal conditions with which to seed. Never mind the fact the calendar now reads June 3rd. It's quite impressive when one takes a step back to consider the trade war between the U.S. and China and how uncontrollable events continue to shift the power back and forth over soybean demand. On the futures, they're coming up in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down $1.60 on Friday, 108.47. August down 197 at 103.07. August feeder cattle down $5.10, 133.12. September down 4.45 at 134.07. June hogs down 195 at 81.72. Kansas City wheat lie down 6 cents, 4.73. September down 6 cents at 484.75. Chicago wheat lie down 11.5 at 503. September down 12.5 at 509.75. July corn down 9.25 at 427. September corn down 9.25 at 436, and July soybeans down 11.25, 877.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.